ABC Radio Australia.
Earlier this week, the New Zealand government announced that Pacifical seasonal workers are going to be able to enter the country and get straight to work without going into quarantine. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said the move was aimed at addressing worker shortages in the agriculture sector. It only applies to workers from Tonga, Samoa and Vanuatu, where there have been only a handful of COVID-19 cases in the countries there. Now, Australian farms are also facing a labour shortage because of the COVID pandemic. And the closure of international borders. So I'm wondering, what do they think of New Zealand's new quarantine-free policy? I'm joined now by Richard Shannon, the Manager of Policy and Advocacy at GrowCom, which represents fruit, vegetable and nut growers in Queensland. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning to you.
Richard, what's your reaction to New Zealand's announcement?
One of envy, I suppose. It appears that New Zealand has taken continue to take a look at the risks that present when Pacific workers are entering their country and have changed their quarantine protocol in response to those risks. And, clearly workers from those three countries present little to no risk and they've got a quarantine protocol to reflect that. Clearly, Australian agriculture encourages our own governments to continue reviewing those same risks and updating their protocols because I think, we're in a competitive environment to recruit workers from the Pacific.
Should that same plan that's been rolled out in New Zealand be replicated here?
Oh, look, I think it probably should. I wouldn't have suspected that the New Zealand appetite for COVID is any greater or lesser than Australia's. So, and the two countries do reflect, the two communities, the two publics of New Zealand and Australia do have very similar expectations. We, for example, share food safety regulation between the two countries. I think the Australian government does need to go back to the drawing board as it concerns these particular countries and see if we can't update our protocol so that we can bring in these same workers without doing quarantine into Australia.
I guess one of the differences right now at the moment is the current COVID outbreaks here in Australia, in Queensland and New South Wales, as compared to no outbreaks in New Zealand right now at the moment. Because of this different scenario, do you think the federal government would be open to going back to the drawing board, as you said?
I think the New Zealand proposal is that these same workers, when returning to their home countries, would still go through the same sort of quarantine protocols that are in those countries, if that makes sense. So returning home, these workers will need to do quarantine. That removes the risks of those workers picking up COVID in New Zealand. And you'd expect that it'd be the same case for those workers returning from Australia. Really important to note that there's been no COVID in recorded in agriculture and particularly the horticulture sector. We've been able to remain free of COVID, based in, as we are, in regional Australia. So, there is low risk of these workers catching COVID while they're in Australia.
You're listening to Richard Shannon. He's the Manager of Policy and Advocacy at GrowCom, which represents fruit, vegetable and nut growers in Queensland. Richard, right now, how many seasonal workers are needed in Queensland?
Yeah, so we're desperate for workers in Queensland. Analysis from the Department of Agriculture here has suggests that we're between 4,000 and 9,000 workers short in the state right now. I understand there is some further work being done nationally that suggests we're, perhaps 20,000 workers short. We are desperate for workers. If it were to be toward that 9,000 figure here in Queensland, that would represent about one third of our regular workforce. So real short on workers.
And what does that mean in terms of impacts, in the everyday life of farmers and people working, especially, I guess, within, fruit, vegetable and nut?
Yeah, so it puts a lot of stress and strain on those people who are left on farm. Our growers are reporting elevated levels of mental and physical stress because they are stretching themselves to do the work of many people they are missing. It means that crops just aren't harvested. They're lost. They're left in the field. And so that's a clear economic impact. And as we move forward, growers, where they can, are reducing their future production intentions. So they're trying to scale back their production to match the labour that they think is available, and that will have a continuing economic effect on the Queensland and Australian economy.
There's currently a trial of on-farm quarantine for seasonal workers in Queensland. How's that going?
Yeah, it's been quite successful, actually, and full credit to the Queensland government for taking that initiative. It does allow Pacific workers to enter Queensland and to quarantine at their place of employment or very close to it, and to do work during their 2 weeks of quarantine. That is a important point of difference, I suppose, from hotel quarantine, where Pacific workers, as you might imagine, are stuck in a hotel in a capital city to do their quarantine. And look, it's been the pathway that most Pacific workers have used to do quarantine into Queensland. We've had well over 2,000 Pacific workers enter Queensland, and over 1,000 of those have done their quarantine on farm.
And are yourself and others lobbying or advocating towards the government specifically to take up something similar to what New Zealand is doing right now?
Look, yes, we will be taking our case to Canberra, and also importantly to the states and territories who do control quarantine. Yeah, absolutely. It continues to be a conversation we have with government. The notion of bubbles with the Pacific have been flagged previously many times around. It's not that there isn't support from government, particularly the federal government, for such a concept. I think the sticking point has been states and their chief health officers. And so it's just a matter of winning that argument. I'd be keen to understand, what evidence the New Zealand government has used to support that decision. We'll be doing some work on that definitely in the next couple of weeks.
It'll be interesting to see what sort of response you do get from the government then on all of that. Richard Shannon, thank you so much for joining me on Pacific Beat.
Thank you.